President Trump had pledged to bring the US troops stationed in northern Syria back home, but now almost 1,000 troops will move to Iraq, while reports suggest as many as 200 could remain in eastern Syria. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the US withdrawal from northeastern Syria will take weeks, not days. President Trump's announcement of a US withdrawal from the area paved the way for a Turkish offensive against Kurdish forces who had been allied with the US in the fight against ISIS. A temporary ceasefire was brokered between the US and Turkey last week, which ordered Kurdish forces to withdraw from a 120-kilometer area along Turkey's border. Harry Horton, Washington.